Divorce Then Love. Chapter 571. No sooner had the words fallen than Melody's icy voice echoed behind the two. I wondered why I smelled a hint of tea when I was changing into my formal attire. Turns out, the tea master had arrived. Kylie's face stiffened, she turned her head and coldly looked at Melody. I was talking to Brianna, where did this barking dog come from? We didn't know who it was. We were doing our styling just fine here, but someone just had to lean in, just like a dog sniffing shit. Brianna. Who was she cursing after all? Kylie gritted her teeth and sneered, Melody, I can't be bothered to argue with you, don't push your luck. If it weren't for the fear of you using the child in your belly to play the victim, I would have slapped you a long time ago. There should be a limit to being despicable. You. Kylie's face turned livid with anger, she gritted her teeth and said, you just wait. After driving Kylie away, Melody sat down next to Brianna and said irritably, for such a bitch, just curse her out next time, or she'll think you're afraid of her. Brianna couldn't help but laugh, didn't I just not get a chance to show off before you showed up? All right, don't let her affect your mood. After finishing Brianna's makeup, the makeup artist said, Ms. Schneider, I'll take you to choose a dress. Melody rose with Brianna, Brianna, I'll help you choose too. The two walked to the clothing rack, and Brianna took a liking to a light green silk maxi dress with a V-neck and straps. It was neither too plain nor too ostentatious. However, after Melody had looked for a while, she directly handed her a gold strapless mini skirt. Brianna, wear this suits you. Brianna frowned, I've never worn such a short skirt. Then you should try this one, it will definitely suit you. All right then. Brianna went to the fitting room to change into a gown, and when she came out again, both the makeup artist and Melody were taken aback. After realizing, Melody couldn't help but exclaim, Brianna, you're so beautiful. Wearing this dress to the party, you'll definitely dazzle everyone. Brianna pursed her lips, I still think the skirt is too short. It's not short, plus there are several layers of gauze outside. You're just too conservative in your daily dressing. Trust me, this skirt really suits you. The skirt was very short on the inside, but was layered with several layers of golden gauze on the outside. When she walked, her fair and slender legs were faintly visible, both tempting and elegant. The makeup artist on the side also chimed in, really? Ms. Schneider, this skirt suits you very well. Seeing both of them saying so, Brianna could only nod, then let's go with this one. Melody smiled contentedly, all right, let's go pick out a pair of high heels and head straight to the birthday banquet afterwards. An hour later, Brianna and Melody walked into the banquet hall together, immediately attracting the attention of many people. Oh my! Brianna and Melody were so beautiful today. Especially Brianna, how had I not noticed how great her figure was before? Could you shut up? Didn't you see how upset Maxim looked just now? What man would want his girlfriend to dress so provocatively? I heard they had broken up. If the news is true, I was planning to pursue Brianna. Hehe, go ahead, as long as you're not afraid of the Yoder Group bankrupting your family. Brianna obviously noticed the glances around her, She turned her head towards Melody and asked, "Melody, are you sure this skirt really suits me?" "Of course, didn't you notice that all eyes around you were fixed on you and couldn't move away?" No sooner had Melody finished speaking than they saw Maxim walking towards them with a cold expression. Chapter 572. After standing in front of the two, Maxim lowered his gaze to look at Brianna. "We talked. There doesn't seem to be much to talk about between us," Brianna said indifferently, turning to leave. In the next second, Maxim directly grabbed her wrist, pulling her straight into his arms. "If you didn't want to talk, that was fine, as long as you weren't afraid of me kissing you here in front of everyone." His voice was gentle, but the words he spoke made Brianna grit her teeth in anger. "Maxim, you are simply shameless." Maxim's eyes darkened slightly. He asked in a low voice, "Have you made up your mind?" Even if she called him shameless or a scoundrel, letting her go was absolutely impossible. Brianna bit her lower lip, cursed Maxim in her heart, but had no choice but to agree to leave with him. "All right, I agreed with you." Upon hearing this, a smile tugged at the corner of Maxim's mouth, and he led her out of the banquet hall by the hand. Melody wanted to step forward to stop him, but was halted by a glance from Brianna. The two of them walked to another empty private room. Brianna pulled her hand away from Maxim and said coldly, "What do you want to talk about? You can say it now. You were not allowed to wear such revealing clothes outside in the future." Although she looked beautiful in that dress, the thought of men's gazes on her gave him an urge to kill. Brianna sneered, "What's your relationship with me? Why should I listen to you? I never agreed to break up, the past mistakes were indeed mine, I can give you time to cool down." Brianna frowned, saying coldly, "Maxim, I'm very calm. I really don't want to be with you anymore." A flicker of hurt flashed in Maxim's eyes, but his gaze quickly became incredibly resolute. "I wouldn't agree to break up, unless I died. Did you find it meaningful to pester like this? Brianna, I will never love anyone else in my life, so I won't let you go." Brianna found him utterly unreasonable and couldn't be bothered to argue anymore. She bypassed him and was about to leave. However, just as she reached the door, she was embraced from behind by Maxim. "Brianna, what would it take for you to forgive me?" Maxim's voice was low, filled with suppressed pain, which made Brianna pause for a moment. A few seconds later, she removed Maxim's hand from her waist. "There was nothing to forgive or not forgive, I just didn't want to experience that feeling of trusting you over and over again, only to be deceived by you time and time again." After speaking, Brianna directly opened the box door and walked out. Watching her resolute figure walking away, Maxim's eyes were filled with pain and regret. He could feel that this time, Brianna was truly disappointed in him, and she really didn't want to be with him anymore. Maxim closed his eyes, and when he opened them again, they were filled with determination. No matter what, he would not let her go. Returning to the banquet hall, Brianna looked around but didn't see Melody, so she simply picked up a glass of orange juice and found a quiet corner to sit down. Chapter 573. On the other side, Senior Mr. Moyer said to Tyrone, "Tyrone, at my age, I don't have many other wishes. I just hope you can settle down soon. If I could hold my great-grandson, I would truly die without regrets. Tyrone frowned, Grandpa, today is your 60th birthday, don't say such unlucky words. How is this considered bad luck? You tell me, how many years ago did you promise me that you would get married and have children early? And what happened? Over these years, let alone a woman, you don't even have a female secretary. Senior Mr. Moyer glared at him, saying irritably, Tyrone. Seeing him not speaking, Senior Mr. Moyer hesitated for a moment, then lowered his voice and said, Tyrone, tell your grandfather, do you not like women? On ordinary days, the grandson would only hang out with Maxim and a few others. He showed no interest in women and wouldn't even spare them a second glance. Senior Mr. Moyer had harbored some suspicions for quite some time. Tyrone's face darkened, Grandpa, your grandson's sexual orientation is perfectly normal. Then you tell me. Why haven't you had a girlfriend for so many years? Senior Mr. Moyer blew his beard and glared, determined to make Tyrone go on a blind date today. Didn't meet anyone I liked. Since you haven't met anyone you like, almost all the unmarried ladies of Britannville attended my birthday party today. Take a look and see who catches your eye, I'll go propose for you tomorrow. Grandpa, I want to make my own decisions about my feelings, Tyrone said, somewhat helplessly. Make. The face of elder Mr. Moyer suddenly fell, haven't I let you your own decisions all these years? And what's the result? Today, you must choose one on the spot, or else don't consider me your grandfather anymore. Tyrone glanced irritably at the banquet hall, his gaze pausing when he saw Brianna sitting in a corner, lost in thought. In fact, he had noticed her the moment she walked into the banquet hall today. She was very beautiful tonight, so beautiful that he didn't dare to look at her too much, for fear of revealing his feelings. Grandpa, if I still don't have a girlfriend by your birthday next year, I will accept your arrangement to go on a blind date. Upon hearing this, Senior Mr. Moyer gritted his teeth in anger, your procrastination is useless. I'm not procrastinating, I'm telling the truth. Tyrone looked at Maverick, his eyes full of sincerity. Sighing, Senior Mr. Moyer began to play the emotional card. Tyrone, actually, Grandpa didn't want to rush you, but you know, Grandpa is old, and his health isn't very good, who knows what might happen any day. Grandpa, I just recently looked at your medical examination report. Didn't meet anyone I liked. Since you haven't met anyone you like, almost all the unmarried ladies of Britannville attended my birthday party today. Take a look and see who catches your eye, I'll go propose for you tomorrow. Grandpa, I want to make my own decisions about my feelings, Tyrone said, somewhat helplessly. The face of elder Mr. Moyer suddenly fell. Haven't I let you make your own decisions all these years? And what's the result? Today, you must choose one on the spot, or else don't consider me your grandfather anymore. Tyrone glanced irritably at the banquet hall, his gaze pausing when he saw Brianna sitting in a corner, lost in thought. In fact, he had noticed her the moment she walked into the banquet hall today. She was very beautiful tonight, so beautiful that he didn't dare to look at her too much, for fear of revealing his feelings. Grandpa, If I still don't have a girlfriend by your birthday next year, I will accept your arrangement to go on a blind date. Upon hearing this, Senior Mr. Moyer gritted his teeth in anger, "Your procrastination is useless." "I'm not procrastinating, I'm telling the truth," Tyrone looked at Maverick, his eyes full of sincerity. Sighing, Senior Mr. Moyer began to play the emotional card. "Tyrone, actually, Grandpa didn't want to rush you, but you know, Grandpa is old, and his health isn't very good, who knows what might happen any day. Grandpa, I just recently looked at your medical examination report. The doctor said you are very healthy, living another 20 years won't be a problem. You're driving me crazy every day, you're probably going to shorten my life by at least 10 years. All right, I have other things to attend to, I need to go greet the guests first." Before Senior Mr. Moyer could speak, Tyrone had quickly left, leaving Senior Mr. Moyer extremely angry. Just as he walked up to Oliver and Bryson, Bryson joked, "Did your old man nag you about finding a girlfriend again?" Tyrone furrowed his brow, "How did you know? Isn't this a tradition in your family?" "But over the years, you haven't had a girlfriend, let alone any romantic rumors. I even started to suspect that you might have a crush on one of us three." Tyrone glanced at him disdainfully, "Rest assured, even if I were into men, I wouldn't be into someone as sentimental as you." "Bryson." In the silence, Maxim walked over to the group with a stern face. "Maxim, is it true that you broke up with Brianna?" Bryson asked him, handing him a drink with a look of malicious glee. Maxim gave him a cold glance, "It's none of your business. I just felt that your emotional journey was too bumpy." Maxim's expression was icy cold, he said word by word, "No matter what the process is, we will definitely be together in the end." Chapter 574. Bryson's face fell immediately, "If we don't mention Madeline, we're still friends slash." Oliver couldn't help but mock him, "Serves you right, your own feelings are a mess, yet you're concerned about Tyrone and Maxim's relationship." Upon hearing this, Maxim raised an eyebrow and looked at Tyrone, asking, "Are you in love?" Detecting the probing in his tone, a hint of displeasure flashed in Tyrone's eyes. "No." Maxim pursed his thin lips, his gaze lowered, lost in thought. The fact that Tyrone had a crush on Brianna was well known to everyone, but for the sake of their brotherhood, they all tried their best to ignore it. Sensing the atmosphere was off, Oliver spoke up, "Enough of the useless talk, let's drink. I was not feeling well recently, so I couldn't drink alcohol." A flash of surprise crossed Oliver's eyes, "What's wrong? You're not having kidney problems, are you?" Maxim gave him a cold glance, and Oliver immediately felt a chill down his spine, daring not to speak. Bryson was snickering on the side, he had just been talking about him, now he's kicked the iron plate, hasn't he? A few people fell silent. After a while, Tyrone suddenly took the initiative to speak, "Maxim, have you confessed to Brianna about the matter of you hiding the fact that you didn't get a divorce?" Maxim's eyes turned icy cold, staring at Tyrone as he said, word for word, "This is our business, it has nothing to do with you. I just didn't want you to keep lying to her." Maxim sneered, "Who are you to her? Do you need to stand up for her? Tyrone furrowed his brow, his voice turning icy. I'm not anyone to her, but she's someone I care about. If you can't be sincere to her, then don't hold her back. I divorced her so that you could pursue her. Yes. Tyrone's unabashed admission instantly dropped the atmosphere between the two to freezing point. Bryson and Oliver, standing to the side, had grim expressions on their faces. They wanted to persuade, but dared not to speak lightly. Tyrone, Brianna was my wife, and you were my brother. You could have liked anyone, why did it have to be her? Discussing this issue now is pointless. I know you two broke up because Hector saved her before and you kept it from her. But what you hid from her was more than just this. It's not your place to stand up for her. Maxim's aura was so cold it could almost freeze someone to death, and his gaze at Tyrone was equally icy. Tyrone's expression was indifferent, but his eyes were full of anger, because I can't stand to see the woman I love being deceived by you. You don't love her, you don't cherish her. In your eyes, you are the most important. Maxim, you don't deserve her. No sooner had the words left his mouth than he was punched in the face. Maxim. Bryson quickly steadied Tyrone, who almost fell, and said in a low voice, "Today is Senior Mr. Moyer's birthday, even if you want to fight, don't start it here." Because of that punch, almost everyone in the banquet hall turned their attention towards them, including Brianna in the corner. Maxim gave Tyrone a cold glance. "She has been my woman all her life, I advise you not to covet what doesn't belong to you." After speaking, he quickly walked towards the direction where Brianna was, grabbed Brianna's hand and led her out of the banquet hall. Tyrone wiped the blood from the corner of his mouth, his gaze coldly following the direction the two had left. He had never revealed his feelings to Brianna before, as he didn't want to ruin their relationship. But since Maxim himself didn't cherish it, he would never back down in the future. Chapter 575. Bryson on the side couldn't help but complain, "Tyrone, you were a bit too much today." No matter what happened between Maxim and Brianna, it was their own emotional affair. "You shouldn't have interfered." Tyrone let go of his hand, saying word by word, "From today, I will officially start pursuing Brianna." "Have you gone mad?" Not only Bryson, but Oliver also looked at him with a face of disbelief. Brianna was Maxim's wife, what were you thinking chasing after her? It was he himself who didn't cherish her, he didn't deserve her. Bryson gritted his teeth in anger, "Whether he's worthy or not, you can't go after Brianna, unless you're willing to throw away over a decade of brotherhood." Tyrone's expression was icy cold, he didn't speak again, but his gaze was incredibly resolute. This time, no one could shake his ideas again. "Fine, even if you don't care about brotherhood, at least wait until they're really divorced, until there's no relationship between them before you pursue Brianna. Otherwise, who knows what kind of mess the three of you will end up in." Bryson looked annoyed, with a vague feeling in his heart that they would never be able to gather together again. Tyrone lowered his gaze, slowly saying, "You're right, we have to get them divorced first." "You've gone mad. You've really gone mad." Tyrone closed his eyes. He had always followed the rules over the years, never doing anything out of line. Brianna was the only person he wanted to have. Previously, he had suppressed his feelings because she was Maxim's wife, but now he felt that Maxine was not worthy of her. So, he was determined to fight for it, even if he didn't end up with her in the end, he would not regret it in the future. In another corner of the banquet hall, Kylie saw Maxim pulling Brianna away, almost throwing the cup in her hand out of anger. This scoundrel. It seemed that just breaking them up was not enough. Brianna had to die for Maxim to focus his attention on herself. Outside the banquet hall, Brianna abruptly let go of Maxim's hand, gritting her teeth and saying, "Maxim, are you sick?" Maxim turned his head back to stare at her in silence, anger rolling in his dark eyes. Brianna felt a tingling sensation on her scalp under his gaze, unconsciously stepping back and frowning at him. "What on earth did you want to do?" No sooner had the words left his mouth than his waist was grabbed. In the moment Brianna was stunned, Maxim had already bent down and kissed her lips. Let go. Not only did Maxim not let go of her, but he also increased the force in his hands, their bodies pressing tightly together. Brianna was filled with anger. She bit Maxim's lip hard and pushed him away in the moment he winced in pain. While wiping her mouth, she coldly said, "Are you a dog?" Her action caused Maxim's eyes to dim. He stepped forward and directly picked her up, heading towards the black Maybach. "Maxim, let go of me. What on earth is wrong with you? If you're sick, go to the hospital." However, no matter how much she struggled and hit him, he seemed to have no sensation at all, and directly walked to the side of the car and shoved her in. After closing the door, Maxim took Brianna's hand. "Brianna, I really can't bear a life without you, can't you really forgive me?" After calming down, Brianna looked at him expressionlessly. "Maxim, Grandma visited me at the villa a few days ago. She said she could introduce me to a boyfriend. Do you really need to push me to start another relationship immediately before you give up?" Chapter 576. As her words fell, the carriage plunged into a suffocating silence, and the chill emanating from Maxim seemed as if it could freeze a person to death. After a long while, Maxim's deep voice finally sounded. "Whoever dared to be with you, I would definitely bring ruin to their family." Brianna looked indifferent, slowly saying, "Maxim, in Britannville I believed in your abilities, but what about in Hazeton?" Maxim frowned, his eyes full of coldness. "No matter who they are, if they dare to be with you, I won't let them go," he said, his eyes full of menace, emphasizing each word. Brianna pursed her lips. "So, you won't be satisfied until you've driven me to my death. You would rather die than forgive me." Brianna looked at him with a cold laugh. "You've been apologizing to me, but I've never seen you truly change. Every forgiveness I utter ends up being the knife you stab me with, doesn't it?" The indifference in her eyes made Maxim's heart skip a beat. "Brianna." Brianna interrupted him, slowly saying, "Your greatest love is not me, but yourself, because you have never changed for me. I was just afraid that you would leave me. Afraid that I would leave you, you could hurt me without any restraint." Faced with her questioning, the emotion in Maxim's eyes gradually receded, eventually becoming utterly dark. "I had never thought of hurting you. Brianna didn't want to argue about this topic anymore, she said expressionlessly, "Say what you want, I'm already tired, and I don't want to like you anymore." After speaking, she pushed open the car door and left directly. Maxim didn't stop her, he just silently watched her retreating figure. At that moment, he clearly understood that Brianna truly had no expectations of him anymore. The heart was overwhelmed with guilt and pain, and the eyes gradually turned red. He also knew that he had hurt Brianna, but he couldn't bring himself to let go. He used to think that loving Brianna was enough, but now he realized that he seemed to not know how to love someone, he was just imposing his own thoughts on her. After Brianna's figure disappeared from sight, he composed himself and asked the driver to start the car and leave. Brianna had just gotten home when she received a call from Melody. "Brianna, where did you go? How come I didn't see you when I came back after just a short stroll? I was feeling a bit unwell, so I came back early. I forgot to tell you, sorry. What happened to you? Do you want me to come over and take care of you?" Brianna quickly said, "No need, I just felt a bit dizzy, but I'm fine now." "All right, if you feel unwell anywhere, contact me immediately." After hanging up the phone, Brianna took a bath, got into bed and read for a while, then turned off the light and went to sleep. The next morning when I woke up, I found that Maxim had sent me a message. "Brianna, I'm sorry. I was too arrogant in the past, always imposing my own thoughts on you under the guise of knowing better. I won't do that anymore. I will pursue you anew and make changes for you, until you forgive me." Brianna looked down for a moment, expressionless as she deleted the message. She knew Maxim too well, he was used to being domineering and would never change. After washing up and having breakfast, I went to the company. The morning passed peacefully. Chapter 577. Around noon, William knocked on the door and came in. "Ms. Schneider, Mr. Moyer invited you to have lunch together." Brianna thought for a moment that she didn't have anything to do at noon, and nodded, saying, "Okay, send me the location later." At 12:30 noon, Brianna walked into a Western restaurant near my corporation and saw that Tyrone was already waiting for her at the spot, which made her feel a bit embarrassed. Tyrone chose a restaurant close to my corporation, but she still arrived late. "Sorry, I had an unexpected meeting that just ended." "You must have been waiting for a long time, right?" Brianna said guiltily as she sat down across from Tyrone. Tyrone chuckled, pouring her a glass of water, "It's okay, I haven't been here long either. Mr. Moyer, you suddenly invited me to dinner, was there a problem with our collaboration?" Tyrone paused for a moment, then spoke somewhat helplessly, "Can I only talk to you about work?" Brianna picked up the water glass and took a sip, surprise flashing in her eyes, "Are you here for personal matters today?" Tyrone nodded, his eyes serious as he said, "I want to pursue you." "Pull." Brianna spat out a mouthful of water directly. After realizing what she had done, she quickly handed Tyrone a tissue, "Mr. Moyer, I'm sorry, I didn't do it on purpose." What Tyrone said was truly shocking. She was Maxim's ex-wife, and Tyrone was Maxim's brother. The idea of him pursuing her seemed like a fairy tale to Brianna. Tyrone took the tissue, wiped the water off his face before looking at Brianna and said, "I'm telling the truth." Brianna frowned. "Mr. Moyer, you're Mr. Yoder's brother, so you were never within my range of potential partners." During the month that she had been cared for by Tyrone in D country, she had already noticed Tyrone's feelings for her. At that time, neither of them had addressed it, so she didn't expect that Tyrone would suddenly confess to her now. "Is it not too unfair to me that you rejected me just because I am Maxim's brother?" Brianna fell silent for a moment, looking at Tyrone as she spoke slowly and deliberately. "Mr. Moyer, thank you for liking me, but I'm not worthy of you. You will meet a better woman." "I didn't want to meet anyone better. In my eyes, you were the best." His gaze was sincere, looking into her eyes filled with undisguised love. Brianna's fingers slowly tightened around the cup. After a moment of silence, she looked at Tyrone and asked, "What do you like about me?" Tyrone was taken aback. He didn't expect her to ask this question. "I didn't know. I used to just see you taking care of Maxim with such meticulousness, and I thought I wanted to marry a wife like that in the future. But gradually, my gaze would be unconsciously drawn to you, yet I was in pain because you were Maxim's wife. Later, I frequently visited Maxim, but in reality, I just wanted to see you. Enough." Brianna's eyes were cold. "Mr. Moyer, there are many women in Britannville who are prettier and gentler than me. You should like someone else. I will never fall for you." After speaking, Brianna stood up to leave. But as she turned around, she saw Maxim walking towards them with a cold expression. She unconsciously furrowed her brows, about to speak, but Maxim bypassed her and walked straight up to Tyrone, landing a punch directly on him. The two quickly started fighting in the restaurant, scaring the diners who hurriedly dropped their chopsticks and ran out of the restaurant, fearing they would get involved. Brianna coldly watched the two fighting, then turned around and left directly. As for breaking up fights, she was not in the mood, and it had nothing to do with her. Just as he stepped out of the restaurant, Maxim caught up with him. "Brianna, don't leave." Chapter 578. Brianna pretended not to hear and directly got in the car and left. Soon, the news about Maxim and Tyrone having a big fight over Brianna in the restaurant spread. Melody ran over to Brianna. "Brianna, someone who's too nosy posted a video of Maxim and Tyrone fighting online, claiming that they started fighting out of jealousy over you." "Brianna, had I known about today, I shouldn't have gone to eat that meal." "Right, did Tyrone really like you?" At Melody's prying gaze, Brianna rubbed her temple somewhat helplessly. "But I've already made things clear with him today." "So, did Maxim start a fight with Tyrone in a fit of rage because he thought you were dating Tyrone?" Brianna shook her head. "I don't know either. Stop gossiping, and get back to work." After Melody left, Brianna picked up a document to read, but she just couldn't concentrate. Annoyed, she put the document down and leaned back in her chair, closing her eyes to rest. On the other side, the Moyer family. Senior Mr. Moyer's face turned livid with anger, glaring at Tyrone. "I told you to find a girlfriend, not to get involved with Maxim's ex-wife. Did you ever consider the reputation of the Moyer family when you fought with Maxim in public? Moreover, the Moyer family and the Yoder family had many business dealings, so a public fight between the two was definitely not a good thing. Tyrone knelt before Senior Mr. Moyer, his expression resolute as he said, "Grandfather, the person I love is Brianna. If you want to hold a grandchild, you should support me in pursuing her. You." Senior Mr. Moyer raised his cane, intending to hit him, but after a moment's thought, he held back and sat down, earnestly saying, "You can like anyone, but not Maxim's ex-wife." If this matter had offended the Yoder family, it would have been a total loss for the Moyer family. And if Tyrone had married a divorced woman, wouldn't he have become the laughingstock of the entire Britannville? "I only liked her. Either don't interfere with my pursuit of her, or don't force me to find a girlfriend in the future. Grandpa, you choose." Senior Mr. Moyer laughed in exasperation, "You're asking me to choose. You're forcing me to indulge you." Tyrone stood tall, "I will never love anyone else in my life." Senior Mr. Moyer snorted coldly, saying irritably, "You like her, but have you asked if she likes you? Look at you, beaten black and blue by Maxim, has she ever called you or sent you a message to show her concern?" "I didn't care. Keep being stubborn. Anyway, I would not have agreed to a divorced woman marrying into the Moyer family. If you want to blame someone, blame yourselves for not meeting earlier." The expression on Tyrone's face didn't change at all, "Then prepare yourself for the fact that I won't get married and have children. You're trying to infuriate me to death." Seeing Senior Mr. Moyer's chest heaving with anger, the butler at his side quickly tried to soothe him. "Young master, please go easy on the old man. You know well that he can't afford to get angry." Tyrone stood up and said, "Grandpa, I won't bother you here anymore. If you're free, go out and enjoy nature. Don't worry about me." Elder Mr. Moyer pointed at him, angrily saying, "Is that any way to talk? Get out. Seeing you just upsets me." Tyrone didn't waste any words either, he just turned around and left directly. The butler, while appeasing Senior Mr. Moyer, said, "Sir, the young ones will handle their own affairs, you need not worry. I couldn't care less about him. I'd bet $100 that Maxim's ex-wife didn't even fancy him." Chapter 579. Butler. 1. What a dear grandpa. For a period of time, Tyrone started pursuing Brianna, either sending her flowers or inviting her to dinner every day. He even bought tickets to a musical and invited Brianna to go with him. Of course, all of these were rejected by Brianna. A week later, Brianna, finally fed up, decided to meet up with Tyrone to clear things up. "Mr. Moyer, I don't like such ostentatious pursuit, nor will I ever like you. To me, you are my lifesaver, and I am very grateful to you. If you ever need my help in the future, I won't hesitate to assist. But I truly have no feelings for you." After a moment of silence, Tyrone looked at her and asked, "Do you still like Maxim?" Brianna nodded, unabashedly admitting, "Yes, but I also don't want to be with him anymore." "I understood, I won't send you anything in the future, but I really do need your help with something. What? Be my girlfriend, and a month later, the fact that I saved you before will be written off. 0%. Brianna frowned, about to refuse, when Tyrone continued, "Don't worry, it's just pretending to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Just accompany me to deal with my family for a few meals, we can still interact like friends in private." After some thought, Brianna shook her head and said, "I'm afraid I can't agree to this request. If it was before you confessed, I would have agreed. But now that I know you like me, I can't pretend to be your girlfriend. Moreover, the Moyer family probably wouldn't have agreed to Tyrone being with her, and it might have caused a huge uproar." A glint of loss flashed in Tyrone's eyes as he bitterly smiled and said, "You're not even willing to pretend to be my girlfriend, are you? Sorry, Mr. Moyer, you should make another request." "I only have this request." Tyrone looked at her, his eyes filled with seriousness. He wanted to be her boyfriend, even if it was fake, even if they would part ways after a month, he was willing and content. Brianna bit her lower lip, lowering her gaze and said, "Then let me think about it." "All right, I waited for you." Tyrone knew it was despicable to force Brianna to pretend to be his girlfriend by using the life-saving favor he had done for her, but apart from this method, he didn't know how else to approach her. After finishing their meal, the two had just stepped out of the restaurant when they noticed a lonely figure leaning against a car not far away. Maxim's gaze fell on Brianna and Tyrone, but he didn't approach, just watched from a distance. Brianna didn't know what Tyrone was up to and had no interest in guessing. After saying goodbye to him, she immediately took a taxi and left. Halfway through the journey, the taxi driver glanced at the rearview mirror several times, then chuckled, "Young lady, did you have a fight with your boyfriend?" Surprise flashed in Brianna's eyes. "No, what's wrong?" "There was a car behind us, it had been following us all the way." Brianna glanced back and sure enough, she saw Maxim's car following behind, she couldn't help but frown. "Master, no need to bother." Half an hour later, the taxi stopped in front of Elm Bay, and Brianna got out after paying the fare. Catching a glimpse of Maxim's car trailing not too far behind in his peripheral vision, his mood suddenly took a turn for the worse. She had suggested breaking up with Maxim, but he still kept appearing in her life, making it impossible for her to calm down. Turning swiftly, Brianna briskly walked over to Maxim's ear and knocked on the window. She said coldly, "Maxim, what on earth are you trying to do? Do you realize your behavior is bordering on creepy? I can call the police on you at any time." Chapter 580. The car window rolled down, and Maxim's resolute face appeared before her. "I just wanted to confirm that you got home safely, then I'll leave immediately." "No need, we have no relationship now. Whether I'm safe or not, you don't need to worry." "Brianna." Maxim's eyes grew a few degrees colder as he looked at her and slowly said, "I know you're still angry, and I won't interfere in your life anymore. But there are some things I won't back down from, and ensuring your safety is one of them." Brianna furrowed her brow, about to speak, when Maxim started the car and left. Upon returning home, the agitation in Brianna's heart had not lessened in the slightest. She had clearly noticed that she was starting to soften towards Maxim, which was not a good sign. After a night of consideration, she ultimately decided to agree to Tyrone's request. Firstly, it could repay his favor, and secondly, it could make Maxim face the reality that she would no longer be with him. Soon, the news of Brianna and Tyrone being together had spread all over Britannville. When Melody saw Tyrone picking up Brianna from work, her mouth dropped open in shock, wide enough to fit an egg. "Brianna, you tell me, what I saw wasn't real. You and Tyrone, were you really together?" Brianna pursed her lips, whispering, "I'll explain this to you in a few days." After getting on the car, Tyrone's gentle voice came. "What did you want to eat tonight?" Brianna looked at him. "Mr. Moyer, isn't this different from what we discussed? Didn't you say we were just pretending to be a couple?" "Right, but it's normal for couples to go out for dinner after work, isn't it? If we don't interact at all this month, do you think others would believe we're really dating?" Seeing Tyrone's calm expression, Brianna couldn't help but wonder if she was overthinking. "The most important thing for you right now was to think about what to eat tonight. I didn't mind, you could just go according to your preference." Tyrone raised an eyebrow and glanced at her. "Are you sure?" Half an hour later, Tyrone walked into a large food stall with Brianna. Brianna frowned, looking at Tyrone, and said, "You don't have to force yourself to eat at a street stall for my sake." Tyrone wiped the chair for her, poured her a glass of water, and then raised his eyebrows, saying, "You also like street food stalls?" "I really love them. I used to often come out for late-night snacks with my roommates during college. But after taking over the Moyer Group, I rarely come here." "I didn't expect you to like it too. I'm quite surprised." While speaking, Tyrone handed the menu to Brianna. "See what you want to eat." After randomly ordering a few dishes, Brianna handed the menu back to him. "See if you need to add anything." Tyrone looked down at the menu, quickly ticking off the dishes he wanted to eat. Seeing him skillfully ordering dishes, I finally believed that he truly liked eating at food stalls. After finishing their meal, the two took a walk along the road. During the conversation, Brianna found that Tyrone had many similarities with her, such as their shared love for Van Gogh's paintings, and Tyrone could even provide different insights. As they chatted, before they knew it, it was already past 10 in the evening. They had walked quite a distance along the road, several kilometers away from where they had parked their car. Going back on foot was clearly not feasible. Tyrone said with a somewhat guilty expression, "Let me get a taxi to take you back." "What about your car then?" "Tomorrow, have the assistant go and bring it back." Brianna nodded, "Okay." The two were about to hail a taxi when a black Maybach suddenly stopped by the roadside. The driver/side door was pushed open, and Maxim got out of the car with a cold expression, walking straight to Brianna.